This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness that comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. You're listening to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio, broadcasting from Cassio territory of the Gidimden clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation in Smithers, British Columbia. And you're also listening to The Underword, which is a show that explores where old poets turn up in modern music. My name is Gavin Smith, and this is, in fact, our 25th episode for those of us, which I think is most humans, who assign arbitrary importance to things that are divisible by five. Yay. I don't actually know. I feel like there's like a stone for a 25th anniversary. I don't know. I should have looked up what it is. I don't know. Thanks to our sponsor, Betty's Boutique. We're going to get started. Today, we are focusing on Jalal al-Din Rumi. You were just listening to The Guest House, translated by Coleman Barks, as it appears on the Scottish Poetry Library. I'm looking forward to this one. Jalal al-Din Rumi was born Jalal al-Din Muhammad Ibaki in 1207 on the edge of the Persian Empire in Balkh in modern-day Afghanistan. His family fled thousands of kilometers west to avoid the armies of Genghis Khan, settling in modern-day Turkey, where Rumi lived most of his life. According to the Poetry Foundation, quote, Rumi was raised to be a scholar and teacher. After being sent to Aleppo and Damascus to finish his religious training, Rumi took over his father's post. Earlier, it explains his father was a teacher of theology in the city of Konya in modern-day Turkey. Rumi's discovery of poetry is generally dated to his midlife friendship with the mystic Shams al-Din Tabrizi. Around 1244, Shams arrived in Konya, preaching the possibility and necessity of direct communion with God. Rumi became a disciple, an intimate friend to Shams. The two were rarely apart. It is said that Rumi's sons and followers were jealous of Shams and drove him from the city. Whatever the cause, after Shams' disappearance, Rumi consoled himself with writing poetry, chanting, and performing dance, in particular the circling dances set to music that became known as the Whirling Dervish. I did not know that that's what that was until this episode. Rumi quickly gained a reputation as an ecstatic visionary and devoted the rest of his life to writing and to worship. And just to give you a bit of more of a sense of his connection to Shams of Tabriz, this is Where Did the Handsome Beloved Go? Translated by Brad Gooch and Mariam Mortaz, as it appears on the Poetry Foundation. Where did the handsome beloved go? I wonder, where did that tall, shapely cypress tree go? He spread his light among us like a candle. Where did he go? So strange, where did he go without me? All day long my heart trembles like a leaf. All alone at midnight, where did that beloved go? Go to the road and ask any passing traveler, that soul-stirring companion, where did he go? Go to the garden and ask the gardener, that tall, shapely rose stem, where did he go? Go to the rooftop and ask the watchman, that unique sultan, where did he go? Like a madman, I search the meadows, that deer in the meadows, where did he go? My tearful eyes overflow like a river, that pearl in the vast sea, where did he go? All night long I implore both moon and Venus, that lovely face, like a moon, where did he go? If he is mine, why is he with others? Since he's not here, to what there did he go? If his heart and soul are joined with God and he left this realm of earth and water, where did he go? Tell me clearly, Shams of Tabriz, of whom it is said the sun never dies, where did he go? Rumi was clearly wondering where Shams went. We're going to get into our first song of the evening. This is Aruj Aftab, and the song is called Last Night. And Aftab said of this song that when she had newly moved to New York in around 2010, she was with friends who were just playing music, messing around, and she felt called to put vocals to that music. And she said, quote, "I was reading this Rumi translation book called Hidden Music, and so I just grabbed it and I had a favorite. Some of the pages that I really spent time on, they just opened automatically. So it opened onto that, and I just started riffing, and it sounded so good." This is the Rumi poem that Aftab is riffing on in the song. It's a short one. "Last night, my beloved was like the moon, so beautiful. He was even brighter than the sun. His grace is far beyond my grasp. The rest is silence." This is Aruj Aftab with Last Night from the album Vulture Prince, released in 2021.
"My beloved was like the moon, so beautiful. Last night, my beloved was like the moon, so beautiful. Last night, my beloved was like the moon, so beautiful. So beautiful like the moon, so beautiful like the moon, so beautiful like the moon, even brighter than the sun. Was even brighter than the sun. Was even brighter than the sun. Was even brighter than the sun. Thank you. beautiful like the moon. So 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 beautiful like the moon. Even brighter than the sun. Even brighter. Grace far beyond my grasp. Oh, the rest is silence. Grace far beyond my grasp. Oh, the rest is silence. The rest is silence.
That was Aruj Aftab with Last Night. And I was looking up while the song was playing if she might have been singing some of Rumi's words in Farsi, but it actually appears that she was singing in her native language of Urdu, and I'm not sure what she was singing. It might have been a version of those words. We are going to spend some time with Rumi's work in his own language, Farsi or Persian, and there's a reason I wanted to spend a little bit of time on Rumi's work in his own language as it shows up in music, and that's because translation of poetry is hard and can be controversial sometimes because a translation is itself an act of creativity. It requires a translator to make choices that influence how the work comes across. And so in some cases, the problem is that the translation is just not very good. And that was actually my experience in reading some of the older public domain English translations of Rumi, which use pretty dated language and rhyming formats that kind of take away from the impact. On the other hand, criticisms have also been leveled at more modern Rumi translations that they are too creative, obscuring some of Rumi's original intent with the translator's own perspectives, for example, by toning down references to Islam. So being unable to speak Farsi, I am not in a position to judge how this actually plays out in translations, but I can play for you a song that uses Rumi's own words in his original words as the lyrics. There are quite a few artists who put Rumi's original texts to music. Sufi music is itself, I don't know if a discipline is the right word, but there's a lot of it. But I'm going to choose a weird one that's connected to Bob Dylan, maybe not surprising to those who have been listening to the show, been featured on the show before. It's from a 2014 album called From Another World, a tribute to Bob Dylan, which features covers of his songs from around the world, from Cuba to India to Romania and beyond. And we're gonna play kind of a weird one, really. It is a cover of Bob Dylan's song Every Grain of Sand, which I'm going to have gently playing in the background here. For those of you who aren't familiar with the song, you can get a sense of it sort of playing on in the background. And it's a unique cover because rather than using Dylan's lyrics, Agili, Saleh Agili is the person who does the cover, takes the melody of the song and sets it to poetry by Rumi. So if you're not familiar with the melody in Dylan's original, here's a little bit of a taste.
Let every newborn see there's a dying voice within me, reaching out somewhere, toiling in the danger and in the marrows of despair. Don't have the inclination to look back on any mistake. Like Cain, I now behold this chain of events that I must break. In the fury of the moment, I can see the master's hand. In every leaf that trembles, in every grain of sand.
So there you go. That was the original Every Grain of Sand by Bob Dylan. And we're going to play now Saleh Agili's version of Every Grain of Sand, which, you know, various articles and outlets from The Guardian to Exclaim to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation speak about how Sal Aguili takes Bob Dylan's vocal melody from that song and applies it to a Rumi poem in the original Farsi, but for the life of me, I could not find a single source that named what the poem was. So given that I don't speak Farsi, I can't tell you which Rumi poem you're about to listen to. Maybe one of our listeners out there knows and can speak Farsi. But in any event, this is Sala Aguili with their version of Every Grain of Sand.
Yeah.
See your face, the stones start spinning. You appear, all studying wanders. I lose my place. Water turns pearly, fire dies down and doesn't destroy. In your presence, I don't want what I thought I wanted, those three little hanging lamps. Inside your face, the ancient manuscripts seem like rusty mirrors. You breathe, new shapes appear. And the music of a desire as widespread as spring begins to move like a great wagon. Drive slowly, some of us walking alongside are lame. Today, like every other day, we wake up empty and frightened. Don't open the door to the study and begin reading. Take down a musical instrument. Let the beauty we love be what we do. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other doesn't make any sense. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you really want. Don't go back to sleep. People are going back and forth across the door sill where the two worlds touch. The door is round and open. Don't go back to sleep. I would love to kiss you. The price of kissing is your life. Now my loving is running toward my life, shouting, "What a bargain! Let's buy it." Daylight, full of small dancing particles and the great one turning, our souls are dancing with you. Without feet, they dance. Can you see them when I whisper in your ear? They try to say what you are, spiritual or sexual. They wonder about Solomon and all his wives. In the body of the world, they say, there is a soul, and you are that. But we have ways within each other that will never be said by anyone. Come to the orchard in spring. There is light and wine and sweethearts in the pomegranate flowers. If you do not come, these do not matter. If you do come, these do not matter. That was Rumi's A Great Wagon, as translated by Coleman Barks, as it appears on the On Being website. And before that, you were listening to Salah Agili put a Rumi poem to the tune of Bob Dylan's Every Grain of Sand from the 2013 compilation From Another World, a tribute to Bob Dylan. And we're going to close out with an artist who begins his very recent 2025 release, Music Can Hear Us, with an excerpt from the poem you just heard, A Great Wagon. This will be our last song for the evening, as it's a bit of a long one. So I hope you have yourselves a great evening. This is DJ Koza with the Universe in a Nutshell, the opening track from his album, Music Can Hear Us. This is Gavin Smith from The Underworld signing off. We'll see you next time.
I would like to start with a quote from Rumi. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there.